The nationwide Justice for Janitors union organizing campaign got a lot of attention last spring with its successful strike in Los Angeles. The campaign, a project of the Service Employees International Union, won a large pay hike. Additional efforts have succeeded in Denver, New York, Detroit, and other cities. A lesser-known Justice for Janitors campaign is underway at Catholic University here in Washington, D.C. The school's janitors will decide tomorrow whether they will be represented by a union. David Raven prepared this report.
Ma'am, you're on private property. You've got to move all private
property.
Well,
I'd like to know why.
On a gray afternoon last fall at the Catholic University of America, a security officer confronts union organizer Emily Young. She's attempting to speak with janitors coming off their shifts.
You're on private property, ma'am. You're being advised under unlawful entry statutes of District Columbia.
You're breaking the law.
And you're being advised to move off campus property. Are you refusing to move off, ma'am?
Yes, I am.
Young managed to avoid arrest. She's been organizing the janitors for over a year. Most are black and female. The university says their average pay is $8.25 an hour. Healthcare costs $85 a month for individuals, about $260 if you have two or more dependents. Young says the school pays its janitors less and offers less affordable health benefits than any other university in the city. Other university custodians in Washington average as much as $11 an hour, with benefits, according to Young, who says many of the Catholic University janitors are single parents living below the poverty line. At a union-sponsored teach-in, Catholic University janitor Virginia Willis explains what she and her colleagues want.
We want to be able to go buy bread, milk, health insurance that we can't afford of $8 an hour. We have a lot of people working here for 20 years, 30 years. I don't even think an employee makes $10 an hour. I don't think it's fair to us as a worker, as a custodial service worker, as a human being. I don't think it's fair to anyone.
Willis lives with her six children in one of Washington's poorest neighborhoods. She's barely getting by, she says, and can't possibly afford insurance for herself or her children. University spokesperson Victor Nakas says the union distorts the numbers and skews the facts.
We think our wages and benefits are comparable to what custodial workers get paid in area universities, as well as those custodians who are working for various enterprises in the city.
Nakas adds that the school provides free tuition to its janitors and their families. Jared Bernstein, an economist with the labor-backed Economic Policy Institute, says the university's janitorial wages fall just below the national average of $8.45 an hour. He says the university janitor's pay is comparable to what other low-skilled workers get in the Washington area, which explains why these janitors don't simply find other jobs.
$8.25 an hour is pretty much in line with what low-wage workers in this area are paid. The minimum wage in D.C. Right now is $6.15, so that's already a couple dollars above the minimum. The problem is that the price of living here is so high that it's quite difficult to make ends meet on that wage.
And how does the university react to the union's charges that the school pays poverty wages? Victor Nakas says he doesn't know how many of the janitors have children, but he believes a single person without dependents should be the measure of whether the wages are subpar or not. By that standard, the janitor's pay of about $17,000 per year is twice the poverty level.
The only meaningful comparison you can make is to look at what the poverty level is for one individual, because we don't know the circumstances. And even if we did, what are the implications for that? Does that mean that we then adjust the wage levels of our employees depending on how many wage earners they have in their family and depending on how many dependents they have in their family? I mean, it just doesn't work that way.
Stephen Lerner, a co-founder of the Justice for Janitors campaign, says he's heard lots of arguments to defend what he calls low wages. But he says he's never heard of one that says, if you want to stay above the poverty level, don't have kids.
I don't know what they're proposing, that they only hire janitors without children. It's not a logical argument. You pay a living wage, most people have children, and they should make enough to support their families. And in the United States, I can imagine a whole new system that employers would propose to cut everybody's wages because they shouldn't have children. It just doesn't make any sense. It's just another rationalization for not paying people enough to live.
Whether the Catholic University janitors ultimately will be able to match the success of the custodians in Los Angeles is unclear. One noteworthy difference, Cardinal Roger Mahoney, the head of the Los Angeles Archdiocese, publicly endorsed the LA strike. Mahoney is also on the board of Catholic University. The cardinal referred questions about the school's labor problems to the university. So did Archbishop Theodore McCarrick, the newly appointed leader of the Archdiocese of Washington. For NPR News, I'm David Braben in Washington.